First, I would like to make a very brief introduction about the insect that we're talking about. So this is the sweet potato whitefly. It's a polyphagous and cosmopolitan pest. At the top there, you can see the female whitefly, the eggs that it lays, and then we have four nymphal stages, which look more or less the same. Now, as other flowing feeding insects, this whitefly depends on bacterial symbionts, which supply essential amino acids that the whitefly doesn't get from its food, the phloem sap. And these bacteria, which are called Portiera aleurodidarum, they are actually hosted in specialized cells called bacteriocytes. And all those bacteriocytes are concentrated in those two yellow organs called bacteriomes. And these bacteria are vertically transmitted from mother to offsprings. And as I said, the whitefly actually cannot develop and survive without it. But in addition to this primary symbiont, we can find several other symbionts, which we call them secondary symbionts, because as far as we know, they are not essential to the whitefly's survival and development. And their relationship with the whitefly is facultative. I mean, sometimes we can find them, sometimes we don't find them. So we just call them secondary symbionts. And the secondary symbionts that we find in different populations of this whitefly worldwide are Hamiltonella, Arsenophonus, Wolbachia, Rickettsia, Cardinium, and Fritzea. And as I said, we still don't know what's their function, if any, in the whitefly. But if we look at other insects, we know that different secondary symbionts can do lots of important things. Wolbachia, for example, is a very well-known reproductive manipulator. It can cause different reproductive manipulations in other insect hosts, like cytoplasmic incompatibility. And actually, so is Rickettsia and Cardinium, although probably to a lower extent than Wolbachia. And Hamiltonella, for example, is found in certain aphids, and in those aphids, it can confer resistance to natural enemies and to heat stress. And we have other secondary symbionts in aphids, which are known, for example, to determine whether the host can utilize a specific host plant and other things. So secondary symbionts in general can sometimes do really important things for their host. And in Israeli populations, as I will shortly show you, we found only the first four secondary symbionts, and Cardinium and Fritzea were not detected in any of the whiteflies in Israel. Now back to the host for a second. The Bemisia tabacei is actually considered a species complex. It is comprised of about 20 different biotypes, and those biotypes are morphologically completely identical. There's no way you can tell between the biotypes only on morphology, but they can differ quite greatly both biologically and genetically. And in Israel, we have two biotypes living sympatrically, the B biotype and the Q biotype. Now, the B biotype is the cosmopolitan one. It causes lots of plant disorders. It is a very competitive, very fecund biotype. And the Q, the other biotype, is its distribution is more restricted. It is mainly in the Mediterranean basin countries, but also it was found in the US a few years ago, although at the moment it seems like it's not expanding. And the other trait of the Q biotype is that it has a very high insecticide resistance. So those two biotypes can live sympatrically in Israel. Sometimes, I mean, many times we find them together on the same plant, on the same leaf at the same time. But they do not interbreed. There's no way they can make fertile offspring. So after all this preface, it's about time to ask the research question. And what we're asking is whether is there any association between the secondary symbionts and the biotype, B or Q, and or the host plant. Because this whitefly is so polyphagous, and as I mentioned before, symbionts are sometimes related to host plant utilization. Sorry. So we went out to the field and we sampled 18 different field populations which you can see in the red spots there in Israel, and retrieve them back to the lab. And from each population, I extracted 20 individual white flies, and in each of them, we checked with specific primers. We checked for the secondary symbionts and also determined their biotype. And all those populations, by the way, were collected during the same period of year, during 1 month. I think it was September or October 2005. So here are the results. In this graph, we can see the correlation or the association between the secondary symbionts and the biotype. So here on the x-axis, we can see the secondary symbionts, their first letter. In the y-axis, you can see the proportion of infected white flies, and the z-axis separates between the Q biotype in red and the B biotype in blue. And what we can see is that there is a very clear difference between the two biotypes with regards to their secondary symbionts composition. Wolbachia and Arsenophonus could be detected only in the Q biotype, and none of the B biotype ones carry those symbionts. On the other hand, the B biotype is the only biotype that had a Miltonella. Virtually all of them, almost 100%, were infected with a Miltonella, and none of the Q biotype had this symbiont. And Rickettsia is the only bacteria which was shared, which was common to both biotypes. The infection rate was a bit higher for the Q biotype, but it wasn't statistically significant. And in this graph, I'm showing virtually the same data, only with a higher resolution. And this is just to show that we found all different kinds of combinations of the secondary symbionts in the white flies. And again, we can see the division between the Q biotype and the B biotype. For example, in the B biotype, about two-thirds of the white flies carried both Rickettsia and the Miltonella, and one-third carried only a Miltonella. But a Miltonella was not detected in any of the Q biotypes. And in the Q biotype, we could find Rickettsia and Arsenophonus, and also triple infection of Rickettsia, Wolbachia, and Arsenophonus together. But again, Arsenophonus and Wolbachia were not present at all in the B biotype. Now, what about the association between the secondary symbionts and the host plant? So here I brought just two examples from the 18 populations that we sampled. And what we can see here is like that. Here we can see again the secondary symbionts. Each line actually represents a single white fly, a single individual white fly from a specific population. So these are the 20 individuals which I sampled from each population. And here is the biotype for each individual. These are the B and these are the Q. And when you have the square, which is colored, that means that this specific secondary symbiont was detected in this individual. So for example, you can see that all those B biotype individuals were infected with a Miltonella, and some of them with Rickettsia. And the other five were found to be Q biotype. Some of them had Rickettsia, some of them had Arsenophonus, and some of them had Wolbachia, different combinations. And this was done, this is from a population which was recovered from cucumber plot. So what we can see here is that, again, we can find mixed populations on a specific plant, but the secondary symbionts always go with the biotype, not with the host plant. And if we check out the other example, for example, the tomato plot that we took from another place. So here the majority of the white flies belong to the Q biotype, and only two of them belong to the B biotype. And again, you see that the only white flies that had a Miltonella belong to the B, and the others were Q. Do I have time?
2 minutes to the
level. Okay. Okay, so very quickly, we are asking ourselves, how did this happen? I mean, how did this phenomenon evolve? So one possible explanation is that was an allopatric divergence. So the both biotypes were isolated in the past, and that in a certain time point, they became sympatric, probably due to commerce of infected goods. And this is the situation today. But another option is that it was a sympatric divergence. And one option that we can think about is that both biotypes have been able to acquire different symbionts because they are genetically different. The other option sounds not so very likely is that some whiteflies have been somehow acquired a symbiont, and that symbiont has created a reproductive barrier between them and others, and this has led to the creation of another biotype. And so what other questions are coming in the future? First, of course, it's very interesting to see what are the possible effects of those symbionts on the whitefly's fitness. Might any of them be responsible for the reproductive barrier between the symbionts? And about rickettsia. Rickettsia is the only one which is common for both biotypes, so maybe it is horizontally transmitted via the host plant. And of course, we haven't been looking at other biotypes, so we don't know what's going on there. Thank you.